Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
My life has gone perilously downhill since the creation of this magical small town.
The ship that took them away was purchased by the Dwarven Alliance.
What would they want with such useless characters?
She did something to Motherton!
No, something no. happened to Motherton?
Okay, so I disappeared.
You disappeared.
And then I reappeared here.
I guess so. What do you suggest?
That we combine forces for a brief period to get them back.
Darcy, where are you staying? Can I stay with you?
Centurion!
Oh, if only I was a Centurion, sir!
I am promoting you. It is why you are here.
There's demons all over the field.
Who's this?
I am Gary.
He is one of the demons.
Narf is my uncle.
What are we going to do with the demons on your doorstep?
Well, there's a veil. There's a demon face in the sky. Demon face in the sky!
Strike now!
Yes, Lady Beth.
Far up on a mountain, Snowball, the ice dragon, sticks their head and neck out of the cave and sniffs.
Something is wrong with magic.
We return to the Valley of the Lost Kings, the clearing where the first Fae Stone has been created. And standing around looking slightly confused are phalanx after phalanx of red demons and the Lady Veth watching as her shadow warriors disappear into what you would have thought was a small patch of grass. But it bubbles and ripples as the Shadow Warriors disappear into it.
I'm in line!
Come on, Gary.
Yeah, keep it down. You're gonna get us in trouble.
Sorry, I'm just excited. It's my first day!
Oh, here comes Lady Beth. Shut up.
Shh, everyone be quiet.
All right. Don't you have your orders?
Await your orders.
Well, you're no good out here, are you? You've got to go in and help my Shadow Warriors.
Yes, right.
Right in the door there.
Yes, you will create a circumference around the village so that no one can escape as my Shadow Warriors take out any resistance.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Your ladyship, just one question. What village?
The village into which my Shadow Warriors have just disappeared.
Right, that's clear, right, gentlemen?
Yeah. Gary!
Yeah, I'm reporting for duty!
What did you say about the village? Explain it to them since this is your first day. Show me that you've been listening.
Yes.
Where is the village?
The village? Well, you see, folks, the village is this little grassy area here.
That is correct, Gary. Good, this is the village.
The village is a place where we're supposed to go in, but I'm not really sure how it'll work, because it just looks like some grass, but maybe if we all believe, then we can all be in the village?
The only thing you need to do is walk forward and you will be in the village.
If I walk forward, I'm going to be in front of Jeremy.
That's fine. Jeremy will then follow you.
Well, okay, I'll give it a shot.
And he takes 3 steps to the right.
No, Gary, you have to walk forward. How did you say you're related to Narf?
Oh, my mom's his second cousin.
I see.
It's through marriage.
All right, Jeremy, why don't you show him how it's done?
Yes, Your Ladyship. What am I showing him again?
You are moving into the village.
Right. Follow me to that patch of grass, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's right. Keep going.
One more
step.
Okay, just right here. Whoa!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Episode 47, Houses in Motion.
The three adventurers are in mid-conversation with the Centurion Demon Soldier when the sky begins to rip and tear as shadow-like figures of varying sizes begin to appear and disappear and screaming over the village. And the color begins to drain from everything and everyone as this starts to happen, until there is no blue left and everything is bathed in this red light.
I think we're under attack.
I was going to say that because of the attacks.
Should I ring the bell?
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and ring the bell.
Okay, I'm ringing the bell.
Centurion, I'm disappointed. Were you just here to keep us busy before an attack? Centurion. I am probably here for that purpose, yes. I thought I was here to scout things out, but apparently I am just a clever ruse, which is the first time I've used the word clever in a description of anything that I have done. Did it work? Was I successful?
Well, I'm still standing here and not, you know, running away in terror or preparing for the attack, so I'd say yeah. And you know what? This is a feather in your cap. You were successful. You set a goal, and you achieved that goal. Good for you, Centurion.
Very good. Thank you, talking ant person. So, you and the other ant people, you stand here and get me other ant people if you so wish, and then we will lead you off into... I'm not aware what the rest of the plan is. I just was told to come in here to get the ant people.
Well, maybe. What you should do is, go with me, guys. Lead the ant people away so that Beth can properly storm the village.
Oh, that'll be good. Oh, they're bringing in all of these demons and shadowy folk to get you. But if I were to do it by myself, I could be head centurion, and I would wear a mighty helmet that fits my entire head. All right, here's what you do. You with the bell. You ring the bell and get all the ant people out there, and we'll all gather, and then we will march out of the village towards Lady Beth.
Away from Lady Beth.
I know, we're going towards Lady Beth, obviously, because I want to capture you.
Okay, but we need you to capture us and present us properly, because presentation is what matters, right?
Oh, yes, it's all about the theater. Yes, presentation is important.
And if you just walked up to Lady Beth, there would be no drama there. There would be no celebration there. But if you walked around and came up behind her with all of the ant people behind you, safely away from the battle, she would be thrilled with your efforts.
Oh, very good.
Okay, everyone get away from the demon folk or the flying shadowy people. We're all going to meet here outside the village, and then forward we go. What are you doing still standing there, ant person? Go, collect other ant people. Go, scurry now with your many legs. Why do you only have two legs? You are an ant person. Show me your other legs and move quickly.
The fae that is in the tower with the bell screams as they are carried away by a shadow demon rippling through the sky above.
That's one of your babies!
That's one of my babies!
And three shadow demons slam into the ground with enough force that you actually feel it as like a tremor. And they turn with swords gleaming with blackness and begin to approach you.
It's all right, everyone. I am collecting all the ant folk, so I am taking care of this group.
And you see a sword come out of the back of the centurion.
Oh! You seem to have another idea on the subject, and...
And then it yanks out and hisses as it turns towards the three of you.
Yes, it's getting black. Excuse me a moment. I must be unconscious.
Lady Vath is waiting for you.
And they advance.
My baby!
And I use Blight. When you call forth a large number of available creatures from your land to swarm or stampede a specified area.
What are you calling forth?
I'm calling forth angry fungus.
Okay, what does it say we do?
Numbers will be based on their availability in the current location.
Okay.
Okay, you see Egerton squeeze up his face like he's trying to take a giant
You can't say that.
Yes, again. And you start to see maybe a slight change in the mushroom houses around you, but hard to really picture it. What does anybody else do? This shadow demon is now lunging forward towards your party.
I touch the shadow demon and cast harm.
Okay, what does that do?
Touch an enemy and strike them with divine wrath. Deal 2d8 damage to them and 1d6 damage to yourself.
Okay, so first I need you to roll 2d6 just to test magic.
Except we didn't have to test magic.
I know, but...
Do I have to test my blight?
No. Yes, you do. Roll 2d6 to see if you get a 2 or 3.
I get a 6.
Yeah, I got 7.
Okay. Roll your damage on that.
How do I roll my damage?
What does it say again?
Touch an enemy and strike them with divine wrath. Deal 2d8 damage.
All right, so roll 2d8.
Better be high.
For $15, I can guarantee it.
It's a 14.
Oh, wow.
So the demon is charging forward, blood dripping off its black sword from the centurion who has slumped to his knees behind them, and the shadow demon screams as its entire being disintegrates in an explosion of blackness. It is gone, and the other two look at each other and then charge forward. Both of them are going for Darcy.
Blatt swings his bazooka tube.
Please, not like, in public.
Okay, so like to fire, no, using it as like a
as a club.
As a club. Yeah. Okay, so roll, kick some ass or whatever it's called. What is it called in this game? I don't remember. Hack and slash.
Hack and slash. I knew it the whole time.
That's merely a 5.
Plus
my dex is a 7.
Okay, so partial says so it. You hear a clang as it actually impacts the shadow demon. Surprisingly, it's not made just of shadow, but there is black shadow wisping off of them, and you see there's an armor underneath. And I'm going to say the cost is that you feel a sword enter your side, and it just grins right up against you. It's like its face is right in front of yours as it plunges its sword forward.
Nice try.
So you get to roll your damage, but you're also going to take damage.
Right.
So roll your damage, which is your damage die, which I think is a
D8. Yeah. 4.
Okay, so you do 4 damage, and you take 4 damage.
No!
Right, remember to subtract your armor if you have any.
I never do.
Okay. you all see one of the shadow demons get clubbed upside the head, and then you see that it's standing very close to Blatt, and then you realize there's a sword sticking out of the back of Blatt, a black sword. And the other one is still charging. Nobody has said anything, so it's attacking Darcy. Can someone roll a 6-sided die for me?
6.
Oh, come on.
Darcy, they come in at you with, like, literally to decapitate Darcy with a giant swing. But for some reason, it, like, cuts into some magical barrier around Darcy, and Darcy only takes 3 harm.
Except I have armor, so I take no harm.
Well, no, I'm saying I'm subtracting your armor for you. Yeah. You take 3 harm after the 6. Okay.
Nothing happened with my fungus yet. Like, I'm still...
Yeah. Okay, so Egerton is still screaming. And Egerton, everyone else is just in battle. And you notice that off of all of the houses that are made of fungus, they are all melting down into the street. And one of them is ripping its up out of the ground and has legs. One of the houses. But the battle is still going on. And there you sense all of the mushroom houses all around you turning towards you as if waiting for your command.
Get the demons!
And they charge all the demons.
How do you like
them? You all hear a thundering of all the houses beginning to rush down the lane that you are on. A stampede of mushroom houses.
I've changed my mind. I don't want to die in the Fey Village today.
Okay. Someone roll a d6 for me.
D6. 1.
Okay, Blatt, you take 1 damage. Darcy, you take 1 damage. They avoid the Motherton. Marisa, you won't take any damage. You have 3 armor. But you notice that a lot of them are charging down the streets and you'll notice that though they're starting to gather around all the demons, including Blatt and the shadow demons, and they're trying to stomp down on all the demons. So the demons are also taking that 1 hit point right now. It's chaos. There are shadow demons screaming around in the sky, there are fae shouting, and there are all of the mushroom houses attacking basically the party. And Egerton is no longer taking a dump.
Okay. Houses. Focus on the bad demons.
All the houses stop.
Okay, so that's subjective. Focus on the demons who aren't part of this little trio, nor are they fey. Wait, that's a double negative. Or are fey.
It's hard to say how you can tell that a house is scratching its head, but you get the sense that all the houses are scratching their heads.
Okay. Other than this one, look, everyone look where I'm pointing. This one, and I point at Blatt, if they're red, try and squish them, but not this one.
2 more shadow demons hit the street, and they snarl.
Get them!
And you sense the one who attacked you, Darcy, trying to grapple you.
Okay, so I swing my mace.
Okay.
Of reckoning or whatever it's called.
Brother!
I see nothing but fungus-based architecture attacking an army!
I have never fought against fungus! It is a good day, brother!
Is it an evil army of houses or a good army of houses? Whose side are we to be upon?
I think by its very nature, if houses are attacking, it must be evil, brother!
Swing! Swing away on the evil buildings of crushing doom!
Oh, no, wait! We're swinging towards a... Oh, it's a demon! It's okay, brother!
Demons! Did not notice the demons! Demons are far more evil than homes!
Okay, roll hack and slash, Marisa. Uh-oh.
It's a 3.
So Darcy turns, drawing the 2-headed mace, and goes to strike and basically just goes right into it, the shadow demon's embrace, and it, with surprising force, starts racing backwards. Darcy, you just feel like you're being yanked at high speed out towards the veil.
Ah!
And the one that is in grappling with Blatt tries to stab Blatt again. What do you do?
Blatt tries to dodge out of the way.
Okay, roll defy danger.
That's very good. That's 11 with my dex is, well, like a 13.
And Blatt disappears into the void. Egerton, Blatt has disappeared. all of the houses are very confused. One of them swats down one of the shadow demons in the air, but then looks at you like, well, is that good?
Thumbs up, house.
Okay, so all the houses are sort of milling around. The fae are all screaming and running. Nobody knows what's going on. My house! My house!
I guess that would be a little confusing.
Darcy, you're being dragged at high speed towards the veil. This thing has just got you in a perfect hold and is just running to get you out of there.
So because I've been hit a few times, I have enough rage to transform. So right in the arms of the demon,
yeah.
My body starts to change and grow.
Into a,
and
let's roll it.
It's a 4. Oh, so it's my primary form. So I'm a werecupine. Okay, so I transform into a very spiky creature that is being held onto by this demon, and I'm quite big.
So you're not just being held by this demon had you in like a choke lock really tight.
Ooh.
So I think you just basically see all these spikes just shoot out through this demon that just gasps and slowly falls off of you dead. So there is a giant werecupine standing at the edge of the veil on the street. All the houses are now stomping around, madly confused. Blatt, you see all of this from the void. It just all looks a little transparent, but it's weird because everything is red. Like, everything is red. That's the only color.
Hello? Darcy? Egerton? Can you hear?
I'll always be here for you. Blatt, come to me. You can have all the power. You can destroy everything with one gesture.
Okay, this is a hat on top of a hat. We're already dealing with evil right now. I can't go back to Morgu nonsense.
You will be my first, my only prophet. I am in the place of power. My ultimate power is here. What you had before was only a taste.
Ah, but things are going pretty good for me. Darcy has just allowed me to stay with her in her... Oh, actually, her home is now stomping a shadow demon to bits. All right, so we'll have to look for a new place. But other than that, I'm in a very good spot in my life right now, so I'm going to have to turn down your offer to be the ultimate tool of evil.
You will succumb. I know it. It is written.
Well, how about this? Is this written? Bazooka.
A bazooka appears in your arms. You are inside the void. What do you want to do?
Oh, sweet mother of Loxen. I didn't think I'd get my mojo back. You say a word, you get the thing you were thinking about. So, I'm not sure how the void works, but oopsie doodle, here we go. And Blatt fires.
Okay. Darcy, in your werecupine form, what are you doing next?
I'm charging towards any shadow demons in my path.
There are two that are advancing on Egerton, who appears to be trying to orchestrate all the houses going very badly, sort of like
the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I was going to say Mickey Mouse and the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Now they're going to be sued by Disney. And
who hasn't been sued by Disney?
Roll your hack and slash 2d6. You have plus one. They are not looking at you. Plus any other pluses. Here we go.
It's a 3.
Okay, the werecupine is charging forward, but the shadow demons feel the earth and feel the tremor happening, and they both spin, swords flashing, and they cut into you. Someone roll 1d6 for me, please. Twice.
3. 1.
The werecupine takes 4 damage from 2 swords. So you would subtract, that's separate though. So you would subtract 3 armor from each. So you take nothing, but you lose some of your, it hurts.
I lose some of my rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts bad. But you don't actually take any physical damage.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, as Darcy, you're in a bit of a fog, right? You're enraged, but you suddenly see a tube pop out right in front of you, and it looks like the end of a bazooka tube that's aimed right at you.
so I duck.
Okay, roll defy danger.
A 9.
Plus dex?
It would be a 10.
Awesome. So Darcy's Werecupine hits the ground as a bazooka shell fires past you, hitting the two shadow demons at the ground, sending them flying. Roll your damage, Blatt.
8.
Holy. One of them just explodes into blackness, and the other one looks hurt but is picking itself up. Egerton, you're still just conducting the houses.
I guess. I mean, that's got to be overwhelming, right? Trying to focus on getting houses to march and stomp on the right thing, but not that thing, and then trying to wave the little fae around and get them out of the way.
Yeah, and there's more shadow demons circling in the sky, and they're dropping down into the streets.
My property values! My property values!
I have to give you my realty card! Look out! Wish I had some kind of mortgage right now I could reverse. Maybe when I'm dead.
Okay, Darcy, there are more shadow demons, but all of a sudden you sense a tear of the veil around you, the reality, and you see a giant foot come in, like a soldier red-clad foot, and slam down, obliterating three houses, Faye popping out of existence and screaming and running, and suddenly the veil is ripped, and everything goes chaos. The whole world turns red. The redness just rockets out in every direction. And you are now all suddenly, in the blink of an eye, full size, standing quite near the Fae Stone as a very surprised-looking phalanx of red demons are just blinking and start to reach for their weapons. And Fae and giant mushrooms are just everywhere. But the mushrooms now fall over at this size, unable to hold themselves up.
Well, that was unexpected.
Lady Veth, these, which ones? Who do we spend here to get?
I told you which ones. That one over there, the little one who seems to be waving his arms around like some kind of conductor, and I don't see the beastie.
I see a beast. It's the very,
well,
very large...
Kill it!
What?
Kill
I don't know. It's got spikes everywhere.
I'll get it.
Gary, prove yourself. Bring me the head of that strange, spiky creature.
You got it, boss.
It's the beginning of the middle at the end of time. Another Butters. Hey gang, it's Eli here with the announcements this week. We've been in the studio here recording, and we currently have episodes through to the beginning of December, so that means our next session will be doing a holiday special. Don't know yet if that's going to be a one-off or whether it'll just, you know, fit in with the ongoing continuity. What is continuity anyway? In other news, we're going to get back to our Patreon shout out soon. Thank you so much to the folks who have stuck with us through the long, long break, and no worries if you haven't. We completely understand. But we are starting to record bonuses again, and I've got a couple music breakdowns on the way as well. One in particular that looks at the music of Phaeton from the previous couple of episodes, and that's going to be fun. Watch for that on Patreon in the next few weeks. Anyhow, back to the hat on top of a hat extravaganza that is episode 47, right after this.
Thanks for coming to Stellar, dear. Can I take your order?
I just want a coffee, black.
What size?
Yeah, small.
We don't do small, we do miniature, miniature plus plus.
I don't want anything with the word miniature in it.
Oh, then you want the plus minus miniature?
I don't want miniature.
Okay, but all of our sizes have miniature in them.
How can that be? Aren't some of them bigger?
Well, yes, those are the miniature plus sizes.
Why aren't they just plus then, or medium? Could I have a medium?
They are, they're medium minus miniature. So that way you know they aren't small.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to let Blatt go next. Blatt, why don't you tell them what you want?
I've noticed that in all these glass cabinets of food, there isn't a single donut.
Yeah, we found that our demographic doesn't really like donuts, but you're gonna see some kind of dried out sandwiches and celery. We've got lots of celery.
But I thought,
sorry. Samantha?
Yeah?
What did we talk about in the room, in the meeting room?
Push the pops. I forgot.
It's okay. I was just overhearing. You go back. Sorry, she's in training.
I just thought that donuts and coffee.
Would you like a pop? We're selling pop now because.
But you're a coffee shop, so why are you selling pop? That doesn't make any sense.
That's above my pay grade, but if you'd like to get a triple crappy foamer, I can get one of those going for you. They're seasonal right now and come with a sprinkling.
If they want whip.
Oh, it comes with a whip too. Do you want the whip or do you want the sprinkles?
It comes with a whip?
Yes. It comes with a whip.
Well, I'll take one of your sodas. And
what size do you want?
Be careful.
Whatever's in the middle. Like, what's in the middle in between the smallest and the biggest?
Well, it's actually an even number, so there isn't a true middle. But if you want, I could give you a miniature true as well as a minus miniature positive. And then you can just kind of pour what you want from the larger one into the smaller one.
Okay, I have an idea. I think we need someone who speaks her language. Egerton, can you tell this person what you want?
Oh, yeah, I'd really love to get something with mustard on it. We don't serve just mustard. Oh, that's okay. You can put mustard on top of the whip.
Do you notice that everyone sitting here is trying to write a screenplay?
So if you can just go to patreon.com/albasalix or otherbothers.com, you can really get behind this effort to streamline the number of sizes we sell and support all of us through these troubled times. Okay, thanks.
You're fired.
What? No.
Samantha is my new favorite character.
Egerton, you are standing on fields bled blue, and all of your fungal houses have collapsed, and you suddenly realize that your small party is completely surrounded as all the other fae begin to blink out and disappear, running away. You are surrounded by at least 20 or 30 fully outfitted demon soldiers. There are shadow demons now screaming back to normal size and landing in the ranks. And you see Darcy, nostrils flared, as the Werecupine prepares for whatever she can do in this situation. And I want you to tell me, in this moment, who do you think of?
Karen.
Who's Karen?
Remember his old boss?
Okay. And in that moment, Egerton disappears. We're in that awkward moment of the battle where all the demons surrounding this group aren't really sure what's happening and no one's sure who should act first. And then you see the demons all sort of realize that there's only two. Wait, one of them blinks out of existence. There's just this giant Werecupine. And they all reach for their swords.
So I'm facing them down with my tail switching back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm pacing back and forth in front of them. And then I just turn and I run at high porcupine speed.
Okay, so...
Did I get that as a ringtone,
okay.
Eli?
That is a great ringtone. Okay, so I need you to roll. I'm going to call it Defy Danger because you're going to go right through their ranks. Roll 2d6.
But I said danger. I turned and ran.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. But you're surrounded.
Oh,
so
I see.
There's a weakness. This is like where they're the weakest. Okay, so we're going to say Darcy turns, sees this one centurion who looks a little awkward and hasn't figured out what sword. It's like they're trying to decide which weapon to pull. Name's Gary. And...
Darcy charges right for that one weak point in the line. Roll Defy Danger. Okay. 2d6. Plus your dex.
10. 11. Plus dex. So it's an 11.
Gary, you see a giant werecupine spin around, and suddenly target you and start racing towards you.
This is fine. Weapons. I have weapons, and I'm going to use a weapon, and then I'm going to...
And Gary goes flying through the air as Darcy and Werecupine form breaks the line. And you hear Beth screaming.
Gary!
Sorry!
Blatt. You realize after a second that no one can see you, and yet you see them all around you in a world gone completely and pleasingly red.
Well, I'm not going to take her up on her job offer, but that doesn't mean I can't name drop. And Blatt sticks his arm with the bazooka out of the void one more time and screams, "I am a minion of Morrigu!" And fires.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
Snowball. The giant ice dragon is circling far, far up, even above the clouds, but with their infrared vision, they are watching this battle unfold, and their whole body tenses when they hear Blatt's voice shout,
"I am a minion of Morrigu!"
And they break into an immediate dive at high speed down towards the gathering.
I didn't see you there, Egerton,
what?
Do you have an appointment to see Karen?
Wait, what? What? Karen's here?
Well, yes, this is Karen's office. Well,
Karen's office.
You know, this is right outside her office. You know, it's my job to screen her, bring her coffee.
Right, sure, and I burst through the door.
No, you can't go in there!
Karen!
Different voice.
It's the same voice.
It's the same voice. What? I'm on the phone. Excuse me.
Karen!
George, can I call you back?
Hi, George. Karen. Yeah, Karen.
I'll call you back.
Karen, you're not going to believe it.
Yes.
I had the craziest dream. I ate the fairy cakes before my presentation.
What are you wearing? Why?
What?
Is that a giant acorn on your head?
Oh, no. It's real. Yes.
Why
okay,
are you wearing a leaf?
Here's the thing. I'm
that
a general.
Not appropriate attire.
I've been through time. I'm the mother. I'm the mother, Karen. It all starts with me. Don't you see now?
Yeah, just hold for a second. Hello? Can you get me HR at once?
HR at once, yes.
Thank you. Oh, and security would be good.
Security, are you in danger right now?
I think so.
I can see out the window! There's a sky!
Well,
we did it! Obviously we did it, and it's all done now!
Egerton?
Yeah.
That is your name, right?
Yeah, I'm Egerton. Don't you remember me?
Yes. You work in the Associated PR for Extreme Events, is that correct?
Yeah, more or less, but I've been doing a lot more lately. I've taken on so much responsibility in different areas.
Yes.
You won't believe what I can do now.
Yes, okay, if you could just maybe have a seat right over there.
Okay, go sit over there. But here, okay. Well, I'm going to go sit there.
That would be great. Some gentlemen are going to come in a
oh,
second.
Oh, really?
Just to...
Karen, do you have any snacks?
No, but the commissary is open.
The commissary?
You know? The gentlemen are going to take you to the commissary.
As I recall, you used to have a candy drawer.
Okay, I do have a candy.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch you into these really old fairy cakes. I know you've always liked my fairy cakes.
Don't go slow. Whatever you're reaching for, please.
Oh, no, it's just a fairy cake.
No, please go slow.
What?
No.
It's just a fairy cake.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to give you one of those. And if I can just have some of your candy, I could really use a refresher.
Okay, here. Why don't here, you okay. take all of this?
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, and here's a fairy cake for you.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Just leave it right there. No idea like that. Oh, look. Here come the gentlemen.
Hello, this is security, unless you're in danger, in which case I should not say security, and I should say I'm with, janitorial.
Thank you, janitorial staff. If you could please escort, Egerton?
Yeah, here, it's Egerton.
To the commissary?
We're gonna get some food.
And then maybe the front door?
Front door after commissary.
Yeah, and, well, no, just take his badge and maybe escort him out.
Come on. Sir, do you have an ID badge on you?
Oh, I lost that, 18,000 years ago, I think?
So you're not an employee here and possibly drunk and or crazy. All right.
Well, I was an employee here, but it was before I was an employee. Okay, so here's the thing. I went back in time a couple of times. Then I saved time. Then I saved everything. Yes. Now I'm back.
Right.
And we're just going to hang out. It's going to be awesome. Everything's good now.
Yes, well, we thank you for your service, Egerton. I think this gentleman's just going to see you to the commissary or the front door. Okay, thank you for this lovely treat.
Oh, no problem. I hope you enjoy. Oh, hey, I wonder how the battle's going. What's up with Blatt?
Commissary has been moved to the front door, so we're just going to head towards the front door. I assure you that's where the commissary is. Please come with me.
Well, that was fast. Where did he go? What, did you take him already?
No, we were just establishing the lie about the commissary. The commissary has not moved. It's not in the front lobby.
We really need to work on a code or something I can use in the future to let you know I have a person to get out of here.
If you just fire someone, that is security. But if they have a weapon and they're screaming, then that's janitorial. Unless you need something clean, in which case you really call janitorial.
Okay, just write it down and send it to me, okay? Thank you. Johnson, was it?
Johnson.
Thank you. We return to the Valley of the Kings. Darcy, you are leaping with giant bounds through a world turned red when you reach the trees at the edge, and you realize you're not being followed.
So I stop and I turn around to see if anyone's behind me or even in the distance behind me.
You see... way in the distance, you see, well, I don't know how far you ran, but you see all of the demons all gathered and moving around a little, but they seem to be doing something else. They're not following you.
So I have exhausted myself by this point, and I just turn back into Darcy,
okay.
Me, and then I hide deeper into the trees.
Okay.
And then I start saying, "What? Egerton? Is anyone around? Blatt? Egerton?"
We return to the center as Lady Veth has just shouted at Gary, and all of a sudden a tube appears in the air and someone shouts this strange phrase, which was,
"I am a minion of Morrigu!"
And the shell fires. And there is an explosion that sends... it's far larger than anything that has ever come out of this bazooka. And it sends the entire lions, including the Shadow Warriors, all flinging backwards, leaving smoking crater as people are screaming and Lady Veth barely escapes... be completely obliterated, and Egerton pops into existence.
Karen? What? What's going? Aw, nuts. I thought it was a dream, and it turns out... this is what... you know, have you ever had one of those days?
Darcy, in the forest, you're hiding, you're calling out for everyone, and you hear an explosion. You see a giant fireball rolling up into the sky back from the clearing where you escaped from.
Blatt? Egerton?
You hear screams on the wind. You hear shouts and confusion.
So I slowly start to make my way back towards the clearing, but using shrubbery to hide me and trees and such, just to see if I can pick out anyone, even some fairies, who might have been affected by the explosion.
I can't have anybody say shrubbery and not hear, "Shrubbery!"
Shrubbery!
Shrubbery!
That's why I say it.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so you start working your way back, and you get the sense that you're not alone, but you don't see or hear any fae. You definitely get the sense that you're not alone as you're working your way back. Blatt, you have never seen your weapon do this. It was like some of the weaponry that you'd seen on vids in the future, like that could decimate an entire army. You see all around, you see demons like helping those who are wounded. You see them picking themselves up. Some are limping. Lady Veth has retreated, but is shouting at some of them. And then you see Egerton appear in the center right beneath you. That's all still smoky and on fire.
Oh, so much for firing twice. Oh, Egerton, can you see me? I'm in some sort of a pocket dimension or something.
He does not seem to respond.
I stick the bazooka tube out of the void and just start waving it around frantically.
Well, that's unusual. Blatt, are you around?
You can hear him. It's just everything's a little muffled. So he's looking around. He's looking at the tube, but he doesn't appear to see you. But you can hear him talking about you.
Blatt sticks the bazooka through the void as far as he can, drops it, and just holds his open hand out towards Egerton.
Egerton, you see the bazooka come fully out of the void and drop to the ground, smoking. And the hand is there waiting for you, and everything's red, except there's an inky blackness all around this hand. It looks maybe like Blatt's hand, but it has this black aura all around it, like flowing over it.
Okay, so Blatt, if that's you, and I'm not saying it is or is not, there may be a bit of black licorice going on, right? You remember that? Remember? That was the thing that we said to talk about the M word? Anyway, I think some of that's going on. So instead of taking your creepy hand, I'm going to take the bazooka.
What's he saying? I can't. Exe, just take my hand. Maybe if you grab it, you can yank me out of this. Don't take the weapon. You shouldn't take the weapon. Don't take the weapon. That is very dangerous. You don't know how to use it. Oh, you simpleton.
I've seen Blatt use this so many times, I'm sure I can do it myself.
Darcy, you have caught glimpses of creatures popping in and out of your peripheral vision as if a whole bunch of them are following you as you move your way back through the forest and shrubbery. And in the field ahead of you that's smoking by the face stone, you see one person. You see Egerton standing in the smoking remains holding the bazooka, and you see all around all of the warriors trying to get away.
So I start running toward Egerton. Egerton! Egerton, what are you doing?
And I swing around, pointing the bazooka at Darcy.
What are
you? Oh, hey, Darcy, look what I found!
Will you put that down?
Well, no, I'm going to use it. Blatt gave it to me.
What?
Hold on, okay. 12 degrees starboard.
What?
14 degrees upward.
No.
18 on the juke.
Stop
and
it.
Fire.
And nothing happens.
Oh.
Ah. Phew.
Well, that was a little disappointing.
But you put that down, and I reach Egerton by this point, and I just almost slap the bazooka out of
his
hand. Why do you have that bazooka? Where's Blatt?
Oh, I don't know where Blatt is, but I saw a potential Blatt hand, but it was all spooky.
What do you mean spooky?
Well, remember back in the M days, there was sometimes that like black licorice smell, and there was things going on, and there would be bad things.
Yeah.
There was some of that going on.
Well, what would the M word be doing here?
I don't know. What are any of us doing here? By the way, Karen got the corner office. Can you believe it?
Who's Karen?
After I saved all of time, she gets the corner office.
Okay, did someone hit you on the head again? Have you had a fairy cake?
No, but I did give one to Karen.
Who is Karen? Where is Blatt? What is going on?
All right, I'm just gonna just snapping fingers now. Just hallie-ho! Hello! Just, you see a hand. Come on, Darcy, unlike our other friend, you have an IQ higher than your shoe size. Hello!
Would you like to be out of the void and back with your friends?
Well, this feels like a trick question. I've got part of myself out of the void. I just need to get that... Oh, if I could just reach a pebble or something to throw at her. Darcy!
You see a pebble fly out and strike Darcy in the head. Is that what you're looking for?
Ow.
Okay, I didn't ask for that. You did that on your own, so that's fine. Okay, all right. Look at the head. Look at the head. Look at the head.
Egerton, do you see that?
Yeah, someone's waving real excitedly, and it's kind of spooky.
What? Blatt? Blatt, is that you?
Finger point, finger point, finger point, finger point.
I think they're angry at you.
Well, that's definitely a Blatt. He loves to point the finger.
He does love to point the finger.
All right, now I'm simply going to reach my hand out with an open palm, just grab my wrist and yank.
Oh, what did they do to his hand?
That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong with your hand?
Why is everyone afraid of my hand all of a sudden? I'm not even holding anything.
Okay, all right, so here's what we're going to do. And I walk over to where I assume there's a lot of mushroom stalks everywhere and everything. And I kind
There's like half-cooked houses. It smells quite good, like a giant roasted portobello.
But as long as there's some kind of stalk that's intact,
sure.
I grab that and I bring it back over and I put it into Blatt's hand. And I'm like, can you feel that, Blatt?
Great, so we're playing past the mushroom.
Here, I'm just going to yank a bit.
All right, you're... Oh, Lord, why can't they just do this properly?
What? I don't understand.
Okay, I don't need you breathing down my neck right now, okay? We're trying to figure this out. I don't need your help. I don't need any of your be a god-assisted nonsense. My friends, I know, are smart enough to get me out of a pocket dimension.
I'm just here to assist my minion. Did I not do as you wished with the weapon?
No, I did not agree to be your minion. I did not. I just thought because there were 30 giant demons around,
wait,
they might be spooked.
Let's replay that. Here's what I heard.
I am a minion of Morrigu!
Okay, again, I was saying that for effect. I was just saying that because I thought it might spook them. Frankly, I don't even know if demons in this era have even heard of you. It didn't work. There was a big kaboom. And now they've run away. So now all I need my friends to do is to grab me by the old wrist and noodle, yank me out of the pocket dimension, and we can go about trying to reconstruct a mushroom city.
That's what you want.
Darcy, you feel compelled. Like your hand starts to move. As if to grab Blatt's hand.
Oh no, I think something's forcing me to touch his hand.
What? Something's grabbing? What's forcing you?
I don't know, but I can't stop it.
Your amulet begins to glow and it gives you a little bit of respite, but it's still, something is forcing your hand towards his hand.
He's so icy cold.
I didn't realize that I was so hideous that none of my friends over the last 2 years, through everything we've been through, would be unwilling to just grab my hand.
Oh, Loxon is fighting me. I will destroy her later. Here, let's do it with the little one.
Egerton, you feel suddenly doubled over, compelled to grab Blatt's hand.
I gotta do it. I need his hand.
What? No!
Okay, if I don't grab his hand, something bad's gonna happen. I don't know what it is, but it's gonna be bad, so I'm just gonna grab his hand.
Something bad's gonna happen.
All right, I'm gonna,
no,
it's okay, it's fine. Just move out of the way, I'm gonna grab his hand. I'm gonna get, and...
And you are pulled out.
Ah! What the heck is wrong with you two? This is obviously my arm! You just grab it! Why did it... It's like 5 minutes arguing over who's gonna come into physical contact with Blatt. Am I really that hideous?
This, what's all this all around you? Do you see that? There it is again.
I'm sure my ensemble has taken a bit of damage. I'm sorry, but a standard work shirt isn't used in this sort of abuse.
No, it's the black swirly misty stuff wreathing around your limbs. What is that?
Okay, that was not the deal. I did not make a deal.
Who are you talking to, Blatt?
I'm talking... Oh, I'm not going to say it. We've learned that lesson. Not going to say it.
What aren't you going to say?
I'm not going to say the M word.
Morrigu?
No!
There's an explosion of lightning and all the demons scramble back even further away. And Blatt's back arches. As he lifts into the air,
and you hear a familiar voice we call Blatman, who begins to repeat something you may recognize.
When the three stand on fields bled blue, and heaven splits the sky in two, when shall rise to claim his throne, and the earth shall be overthrown. Blat out.
Cut to modern-day Balgamar, an office building in the government district.
What a day. Jessica, hold all my future calls. I'm done for the day.
Yes, Karen?
Oh, I've got such a headache. I just need some candy. Oh, I gave that fool all my candy. Oh, well, there is... I really shouldn't. Who knows where he got this, but... Oh, smells like cherry. I'll just try a little piece.
This just in, extremely devastating explosion downtown. Stay tuned for more at 7.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard, and players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howey. Dialogue editing by Michael Howey. Transcription by Michael Howey and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Becky Arenavar, Kona, Lillianne Johnston, Amber Cabs, and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Okay.
So dramatic. Did you kill the Centurion?
I really don't want that Centurion back, but okay. I'm sure you guys will find a way to bring the Centurion back. I'm without doubt.
Sean doesn't like him. Well,
I think
so
he's
sad.
Served his purpose, and Sean is trying to make that point known.
All right.
He's my mentor. I have to keep him alive.
I'm sure you
and
all
find
a way.
And that starts the spinoff
of
Gary traveling
him,
around
I thought it wouldn't fall
with
like
the Centurion strapped to his back. Like Chewbacca and C-3PO.
Centurion. I need you to turn around so I can see where we're walking.
But then I can't see where we're walking.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.